Touching down on a mercy mission, the military came to the aid of desperate farmers. Bags of animal feed were transported to RAF Aldergrove to be loaded onto a Chinook. Support from the sky, a huge relief to those managing the crisis on the ground.
We've been working with the local councils, we've been working with Red Cross and other agencies just to identify people in need who've maybe been cut off because of the snow, and we've been trying to get emergency provisions to them just to tide them over till they can get access from their homes.
On the glens of Antrim, thousands of sheep lie dead and buried beneath the snow. Thousands more have been left stranded without access to food. They're now fighting for survival. On the more isolated farms we visited this week, the airdrop couldn't come quickly enough.
It means that our animals is getting fed first and foremost. Like, we traipsed yesterday half a mile with a tote bag of hay just to try and get to sheep we have at an out farm and to see an elderly aunt. And you don't want to get up in the mornings now, so you don't for... It's just, every day is worse than the day before.
The plight of the farmers has resulted in an unlikely alliance between the British Army and Irish Republicans. There's a Sinn Féin minister in charge of farming in Northern Ireland.
If your livelihood, indeed your life, is tied up in the farm, looking after sheep and lambs, it's a heart-rending situation. So I think it is good to see that there will be that support. So glad am I to see that support that I'll make. No comment about Sinn Féin bringing the British Army into Northern Ireland.
From this vantage point, you get some sense of the scale of the problem here. 9 glens covering 70,600 square hectares. A helicopter is the only option. So 5 days after the snow fell, help has finally reached the most remote regions. Some hope at last for the sheep farmers, whose flocks are starving to death. David Blevins, Sky News, near Glenarm.